Okay, we're on Zayin Amid Beis, in middle of the page. In the Hebrew English 7b2, in middle of the page is like two dots, as it's called in Yeshiva, four lines before that. Boy Rav Papa, okay? Boy Rav Papa asked the question. Last time we learned the last thing that the Gemara also answered Taker was two daughters to my two sons. You know, do you look at the recipient and the giver, so it's one pirut to each, or do we say no, that you look at the kids and you need each one separate? Where is the take? So now, this sounds very funny. A guy says to a man, you know, here's a pruta. I want to acquire your daughter and your cow. So, Mal, is it good kedushin or not? Now, what's the question? Do we say he means bitcha v'chatzi pruta? That, because he gives one pruta, right? And he says, here's a pruta, I want your daughter and your cow. So do we say he means half the daughter for half a pruta, and the cow for half a pruta? Then it wouldn't be good, because you need a whole pruta. Or Dilma, or no, maybe he means bitcha v'pruta. Your daughter is for the pruta. How am I going to acquire the cow with Meshicha, with pulling it? Because we learned already before, and this is the reason why the Gemara's question is really a question, is because you cannot kaina metaltalin, you cannot move movable items with money. Right? So obviously, the Gemara's question, maybe he doesn't mean to acquire the cow with money. Because he knows he can't acquire a cow with money. So maybe he means the cow I'm going to pull, you know, which is a kinyan for a cow. And the daughter is for the whole pruta. So that's the question. And the Gemara says, Teiku. We don't know. Then the Gemara says, Boy Ravashi. Ravashi asks a different question. Bitcha v'kaka v'pruta. Your daughter and your land for a pruta. Now here is different, because land you could acquire with money. Right? Land you could acquire with money. So the question is, if he says your daughter and your karka, your land with a pruta, mahu. Do we mean bitcha b'chatzi pruta, v'kaka oscha b'chatzi pruta, your daughter would half a pruta, and the land would half a pruta, then it wouldn't be good. A dilmar maybe, bitcha b'pruta, he means the daughter with the whole pruta, I how will we kind of the land, kakocha b'chazaka, he'll do a chazaka, like we said, you make a hole in it, make a fence around it, you do something in the land to the ownership, and again the Gemara says take. Okay, this is a very simple question. Okay, this is over. Now the Gemara sets a new thing. This concept we discussed already before, when we learned that you cannot do Kedusha with a diamond ring, because she might not know the value of it, and she might think it's worth more than it actually is, or less than it actually is, whatever, so it's no good. So the Gemara is coming with a similar case. A whole Gavra, the Agadish Bishiroi. There's a case. A man came over to a woman and did Kedusha with a quantity of silk. She didn't give her a ring, he gave her mishmatis, silk. Okay? So, the question is like this. Now, the question is it a good kedushin or not? So, Rabbi says, Leitzricha Shuma, you do not have to evaluate and appraise the silk. The woman accepted it, it's kedushin. Rav Yosef says, no. Tzricha Shuma, you need to evaluate it. Okay? You need to evaluate how much the silk is, because the woman needs to know exactly what she was getting. Because again, like we said, she might think she's getting more, she might think she's getting less. You need to know exactly what it is. So the Gemara explains now the argument between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Ida amar b'chol duhu, if the man says to the woman, listen, become a kodeshes to me with the silk as is. You know, like you're buying the car as is. Kula amalei pligid leitzricha shuma. Everybody says you don't need a shuma. You don't need to appraise it. Because the woman accepted for whatever it is. Right? Ida amalei chamshin. If the guy said it's worth $50. Vulei shova chamshin. And it's not worth $50. Holei shova. For sure there's no argument. Because again, it's not worth $50. Okay, so again, the Gemara's case was, a guy comes over to a woman with some silk, and says, they act mukadeshously with this silk. So Rabbi says, you don't need to evaluate and appraise the silk, it's a good kedushin. Rav Yosef says you need to evaluate and appraise the silk. So the Gemara says, okay, let's explain the argument. If he says the silk as is, then everybody says it's good. If he says it's worth 50 and it's not, so then obviously everybody says it's no good. Right? Ki pligi, when is the argument between Rabbi and Rav Yosef? The Amar Chamshin v'Shavu Chamshin. He said, the silk is worth $50, and it is worth $50. Okay? So the question is it a good kedushin or not? Do you have to appraise it first? What's the question? Rabbi Amar Leitzricha Shuma. Rabbi says you don't need to appraise it. Why? D'Shavu Chamshin, because it's worth 50. Right? He said 50, and it is worth 50. So what do you have to appraise it for? Rav Yosef Tzayma Tzricha Shuma. You need to appraise it anyway. Why? Kivan the Itzalei Bekiya B'Shuma. A woman is not an expert at the appraisal. She doesn't know how much it's worth. Maybe she doesn't trust them, the fact that he said it's worth 50. The man said it's 50, yeah? Rav Yosef says the woman still is not comfortable that he's right. Maybe he's wrong.
But the appraiser says
no. So that's what Rav Yosef says. You need to get it professionally appraised. And if it's worth 50, then it is a good kedushin. Right? But without it, Rav Yosef says it's not a definite kedushin yet. Because maybe an appraiser will say 49. And if it's 49, then it's not a good kedushin. Because she heard 50 and that's what she wants, 50. So this is the way, one way the Gemara is explaining the machlekes. Okay? So the way the Gemara is explaining the Machlekes is that he says 50, it's worth 50. Rabbi says then it's good. And Rav Yosef says, no, you must have a professional appraiser to see if it's good or not. Ikadamri, that's one way of learning the argument. Ikadamri, another way of learning the argument is, the b'chol duhu nami pligi. Even if the man says to the woman, here's the silk, as is, take it for Kedushin. Whatever it's worth. And she takes it. So before the Gemara said, everybody agrees it's good. Now the Gemara says, no, in this case, even in this case, Rav Yosef would say it's not good. You need to appraise it. Why? Rav Yosef Amad, Shava Kesef, Arioka Kesef. Equaled money, right? Worth money equals money. Right, that we learn out. But Ma'akas of the Kayetz, just like by money, you know exactly what it is. You know a dollar is a dollar. The same thing Rav Yosef says, Ashava Kesef Nam the Kayetz. Anytime you give equal to money for Kedushin, you need to know exactly how much it's worth. So Rav Yosef saying, B'chlal, not only by the silk, Rav Yosef saying a din, that anytime you do Kedushin, not with money, with the value of money, you need to have a professional appraisal that the woman should know exactly what it is. Obviously today, we don't get the professional appraisals when you give a ring. Okay? That's because today, most people know the value of a ring. Okay? But, that's why you can't do it with a stone though. With a diamond, because diamond can fluctuate from a fake diamond of a nickel to a quarter of $1 million diamond. Right? So then, you can't do Kedushin with it. Now, Rav Yosef says a statement. Rav Yosef made a statement. That just like money is defined, Shava Kesef must be defined. Okay? So now Rav Yosef says, where do I get this from? Maybe not. From where do I learn that Shava Kesef needs to be defined? That you know exactly what it is. Rav Yosef said like this. Mino aminala, how do I know this din that shava kesef needs to be defined? The Tanya, because it says in the Braisa like this. When the Torah speaks about buying an eved, it says mikesef miknosei, the money of his purchase. From the money you have to deduct, you know, from the money of the purchase. Bekesef unikne, which teaches us like this. The Torah says, this is what the Braisa says, mikesef miknosei, meaning you can only acquire him with money. Bekesef unikna, vein unikna betfuah v'kelim. But you can't acquire him with Shava Kesef. Tfuah is grain or Kalim. So the Braisa says, and the Gemara is going to interrupt the middle of the Braisa because it doesn't make sense. But right now the Braisa, face value is saying, it says in the Torah, Kesef Miknasi, how do you acquire an Eved? Only with Kesef. But not Shava Kesef, not Tfuah grain, and not Kalim. Okay? You can't do it. So Raidu Gemara asks in the middle, 1 minute. Hai Tfuah v'Kalim hechidami. What do you mean, Tfuah and Kalim, you cannot acquire an Eved? Ilema delay mikna buhu klal. If it means it's not good for any type of acquisition, meaning it's not money, what are you talking about? There's a pasuk that says, Yashiv ge'ulasei, he shall repay his redemption, and which is an extra word, l'rabbis to teach us, shava kesef kekesef. That equal money is just like money. So how can you say tfuah and kalim is not a good way to buy a slave when another pasuk clearly teaches us that anything that needs money, you can give shava kesef, you can give equal to money. So therefore we must say like this. And also, the lasbo shava pruta, if there's no shava pruta in the tfuah and kalim, so my iri tfuah and kalim, why does it speak about only tfuah and kalim? I feel a kesef nami. Even you can't buy an Eved with less than a pruta, meaning as follows. You can't buy anything with money less than a pruta. Let's say you have a half a pruta, right? You can't buy anything with a half a pruta. Half a pruta in halacha is not called money. That's it. So now we know it's a pruta. So there's a braisa that says you can buy an Eved with money, but you can't buy him with grain or kalim. Shava kesef. Right? So Rav Yosef says, 1 minute. If it has a shava pruta, the tfuah and the kalim, then why isn't it good? The Torah tells us in another place, shava kesef kekesef. Equal money is money. How can you say it's no good? If it's not a shava pruta, right, then even money is no good. So what do you mean, what is the meaning of the braisa when the braisa says you cannot buy an eved with shava kesef, with tfuah and kalim? Ella, we must say, what's that? There is b'shava pruta, that there is a pruta in the tfuah and the kalim, right? So the question is, if there's a tfuah and shava kesef kekesef, so why can't you buy an eved with tfuah and kalim? So the Yosef says, you see what you see from here, because it's not appraised. You don't know the set value of it. So now he says, this is what the Bryce is saying, exactly what I said. I said that anytime you want to make a kinyan, anytime, with shava kesef, you need to appraise it to know its value. And what the husband himself says, the woman doesn't rely on, but the woman's going to rely on what the husband's saying, how much it's worth. They're not even married yet. Why should she be? He's going to say it's worth more because he wants to get her. Right? She's not convinced that it's worth the pruta, right? So therefore, Rav Yosef says you need appraisal. So he says, I'll even prove it from a braisa. Because the braisa says you can't buy an eved with shava kesef, even though we know shava kesef is good. So how can it say you can't buy it with tfuah v'kelim? It must mean that it is worth the pruta. Why isn't it a good kinyan? Because it's not appraised. And if shava kesef is not appraised, it's not good. So you see from here, Rav Yosef says, that even by Kedushin, if you give shava kesef and it's not appraised, it's fucking no good.
Unless you're sure that it's worth at least the pruta, then there's no question.
No, that's not necessarily true. If the woman thinks it's worth more.
If the woman. Oh. Is the meaning of Gnevis Das over here?
It's not a concept of Gnevis Das. In order to make a kinyan, the woman has to agree wholeheartedly to be acquired. Slaves you could buy against the will. Right? I can't force you to sell me the bottle of soda. If you don't want to sell it, I can't force you to sell it. Right? If we agree on a price, and you make a kinyan, because money is not a kinyan by Metaltalin, it's a good deal. Right? So now, why can't you buy an Eved with money? Money you could. Why does the price say, Tvur v'kelem, shava kesef, you can't buy it? It must mean because it wasn't appraised. Because if it's a pruta, shava kesef kekesef. Right? If it's less than a pruta, even money is no good. Right? So Rav Yosef proves in this braisa, the only reason tefillah of a kelim are not good could only be because it wasn't appraised. Now, why by kedushin is it even more important to be appraised? Because a woman has to agree, by accepting the kedushin, that she's going to be acquired by the husband. Correct? Don't tell it to the women today. But this is, the woman's... Now, you can give her $1,000 ring. But if she wants $2,000, and otherwise she's not going to give herself over as a kinyan, then it doesn't matter what she accepted. If she thought she's getting $2,000...
Not that she wants, she thought she's getting...
Yeah, but that means that's when I agreed to give myself over. The woman says, but she, even if she doesn't say, the woman agrees to be acquired when she's comfortable with what she's getting. If she thought it was worth 2,000 and it was worth 1,000, 1,000 is a very nice kedushin, it's 1,000 times more than a pruta, well, more than, whatever. It's much more than a pruta, but if that's not what she wants, what she thinks it is, so if you have an appraiser, and it says, the appraiser says this silk is worth $100, and she agrees, fine. That means she's willing to give herself over. Rabbah said, in the Machlaikas way the Gemara is learning now, Rabbah said, if the guy says it's 50, and he gives it to her, right, and she accepts it, so then the conclusions are valid. But you don't need to appraise it.
Unless she knew the value of what it is.
If she knew, then you wouldn't need to get it appraised.
No, let's say she wanted 2,000, but her husband was giving her 1,000, even though she knew it's 1,000, she accepted it.
No, not if she said, I want 2,000.
But the fact that she's accepting it? I mean, I'm just beating the...
No, the case would be, the parallel case would be, the husband gives it to the woman and says, here's a ring worth 2,000.
That's very obvious.
Then it's not. Yeah. But she accepted it.
No, that's a lie, though.
What do you mean a lie? But why did she accept it? According to Rav Yosef, it wouldn't be a good kedushin yet.
Okay, right.
According to Rabbi, it's a good kedushin.
Because she accepted it. But it's going to be
status. She has a problem. It's her problem.
What, he said he's a $2,000 ring?
And it was actually worth $1,000.
No, that's not what Rabbi's case is. No, by the silk. By the case, he said it's 50, and it ended up to be 50.
Rav Yosef says that's
all. Rav Yosef told us officially appraised, it's not good.
Yes, he's a very dumb question. You could eliminate all this, chas v'shalom. If it's so important to say that the exact measurements are so important, just give money.
But the din is shav kesef ki kesef.
Why didn't you just
even today we don't do it.
$550.
Today you don't give a pruta.
We give shava pruta.
We give a ring. That's not kesef.
That's shava kesef.
It's shava kesef. Today, befeidish, we don't do it money.
Why do you do it in a backhanded way?
Because there's an inyan api kabbalah to do with a ring and the round and all. But I'm saying today befeidish you don't do kedush. By the way, if somebody did, somebody gave a woman a quarter, which is a pruta for sure, and says that mukadashasi in front of two adam and she accepted it, it's a valid kedushin, even though it's not the minig of doing with a ring. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this, v'idach. So now the question is, Rabba said you don't need appraising, right? Aida's braisa seems to clearly imply that tfu and kelim are not good to buy an eved, because you need to get it appraised. Right? How does Rabbi answer himself in this braisa? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamer, this is what the braisa, he says, you're not learning the braisa correctly. What's your problem? 8A1. Hachi Kamer, this is what it means. Potatoes, kesev, nikne, it could be acquired with money, veina nikne, potatoes, tivu of a kelim. And it cannot be acquired through the method of grain and utensils. It doesn't mean not through grain and utensils. Grain and utensils is money. What does it mean? It means chalipin. It's the wrong Gemara?
Yeah. That was the wrong Gemara, sorry.
It says, what is it chalipin? Okay, remember chalipa we learned is the exchange, right? You give somebody something and you acquire something else because of it, like the handkerchief, right? You give somebody a handkerchief and therefore you acquire their thing, right? So he says like this, when the Braisa says you can buy an Eved with money and not with tvuah of a kelim, it doesn't mean not with money, with grain or kelim. With grain or kelim you could buy, even without an appraisal. What does it mean you can't acquire an Eved with tvuah of a kelim? It means chalipin, with the exchange system, not with payment of money. Tvuah and kelim is money. Shava kesef kekesef. Anything worth money is money. No difference. Right? So, it doesn't mean you can't acquire the person tvuah and kelim. Tvuah and kelim you could acquire, and you don't even need an appraisal, Rabbi says. What does it mean not with tvuah and kelim? It means concept of chalipin. Because we learned before in the Gemara that Kedushin, remember, only Rav Huna said you could be kind with Chalipin, but everybody disagrees that you cannot acquire a woman with Chalipin. You can't give a woman a handkerchief, and through this, she becomes acquired to you. unless she keeps the handkerchief as money. But if you do it as the exchange, it's not going to work. So that's what the way Rabbah learns. But now the question is, Rav Nachman of Akon to Rav Nachman, that says that Peiros le'avda chalipin, you cannot do chalipin with fruits, okay? You can't use the grain or fruits or something like that. In a different Gemara, he says that, Ma'ika le'meimer, how can you learn the Braisa? In other words, now we're saying the Braisa means tvuah v'kelim, means chalipin. Right? But if tvuah v'kelim are not allowed to be used for chalipin, you can't call it chalipin. You can't say tvuah v'kelim means chalipin if you're not allowed to do chalipin with tvuah v'kelim. So then if the Braisa says tvuah v'kelim, it means monetary value. So the question is how you're going to answer this Braisa. So Gemara says like this, Ela le'elam de'les bushava pruta. And this is a very interesting answer of the Gemara. You know why the tvuah and kelim are no good? There's no pruta. It's not worth a pruta. But the Gemara said before, it's not worth a pruta, the money is also not good. He said, this might be different. Why? The Ka'amid, this that you said, my eater tvuah and kelim, why are you only speaking about tvuah and kelim? Afilu kesef nami, even kesef, is also no good if it's less than a pruta. It means like this. It means not only, meaning, not only is money less than a pruta no good, even tvuah v'kelim, less than a pruta, are also no good. And it explains why. Meaning, loy mi boy kesef de is b'shava pruta. In, that if it has a shava pruta, it's good. And in, aimbay, if it doesn't have loy, aval tvuah v'kelim. I would think tvuah and kelim, value of money, I would think even less than a shava pruta is good. You know why? The mekarve hano asayu, because it's accessible as is. I would think it's even better than money. This is an interesting concept the Gemara says. The Torah says, we learned out, Beis Hillel learned out, you need a pruta. Minimal kedushin like Beis Hillel is a pruta. I would think the Braisa says, that that's only by money. Less than a pruta is no good. But items less than a pruta maybe is good. Why are items less than a pruta as good as money, which is more than a pruta? Because you can't do anything with money. Money you have to go to the store and buy.
Especially half a pruta.
Well, even a pruta, yeah? You have to go to the store and buy something. There's a bother here. Right? There's an effort. This, you have already the tvuah of the kelim. They're usable as is. So I would think even less than a pruta would also be good. So the Braisa says even then it's no good. And that's the way Rabbah will learn the Braisa according to Rav Nachman. Meaning like this. When it comes to buying an Eved, the Torah says, Kesef and Knosei, you can buy him with money. How much money a pruta? Aval b'tvur v'kelim. But if it's tvur v'kelim, I would think even less than a pruta would be good acquisition, because it's really worth something, because you don't have to go to the store to buy it. It's ready, it's handy. I would think even less than a shava pruta would be good. So the Braisa says, no, less than a shava pruta, it's no good. But once it's a shava pruta, Rabbi says you don't need appraisal. If you say it's 50, and the woman accepts it, Rabbi said the kedushin is good. It's considered worth 50. Rav Yosef says, no, I don't care that she accepted it as 50. She's still not convinced that it's worth 50 until she gets an official appraisal.
Even if the Edim think it's Shava Pruta, it's according to Rav Yosef, it's not good enough. Which would be today's halacha.
What?
If the Edim are not good enough, and yet the Rav says to the Edim, Shava Pruta, and they say, yeah, so it's Chal. Which would be unlike Rav Yosef.
Today's minig is that we don't get an appraisal. But again, because it's not a diamond ring. So now she knows more or less what it's worth.
So
but it could be today. I mean, you have to see, you know, if we pass like Rabbi Rav Yosef. Sometimes we pass like Rabbi, sometimes like Rav Yosef. But if a guy would give Kedushin with a jacket, clothing, then maybe even Rav Yosef, if maybe Ta'ala Halacha wouldn't be good. Because she doesn't know, you can have a jacket, you can pick it up for a thrift shop for $5, or an expensive store, it could be $500. So she wants to know what she's getting. But a ring is what you see, is what you get.
Why is it so important for her to know what she's getting?
Because again, she needs to give herself over to be acquired.
But if it's more than what she's expecting, she should be...
Later on in the Gemara, no, it's not true. The Gemara says later, mm-hmm. If you tell a woman, I'm rich, I am a kadashasli, conditions.
I'm an asset, I'm rich.
And he's not... It's not a good kedushin. What happens if he says to the woman, on the condition I'm poor,
and he's rich,
it's no good. Because the Gemara says, hit the lishvach, if he tricked her, even for what's better, ain't him a kedushin. Why? One minute, why? Maybe she doesn't want a rich husband. If he says to her, on the condition I'm poor, and she's accepting it, that means she doesn't want a rich husband.
Wouldn't she know after?
There's a famous Gemara later that the there's a very interesting, you know, everybody knows about Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik, right? That's what it says, yeah? In Gemara, it's not simple. In Gemara, there's two opinions. One opinion is that Tzaddik is greater than the Baal Tshuva. One is that Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik. According to the rules in Gemara, the two people that are arguing, the halacha should be like the opinion that says that the tzaddik is greater. According to the rules, there's certain rules, Beisham Beisil, the halacha is Beisil. You know, there's certain rules, who the halacha is like. According to the rules in Poskim, the halacha should be that the tzaddik is greater, like the opinion that says the tzaddik is greater than the Baal Tshuva. So everybody goes crazy. The Rambam paskins about Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik. Where does he get it from?
Where does Rambam get it from?
Because according to the rules of Gemara, the halacha should have been that the Tzaddik is greater. So the Ragat Shava answers.
What about that Gemara?
One second. The Ragat Shava answers from the Gemara in Kedushin. It says, if a guy comes over to a woman, Arei amakadash asiyam anasha ni Tzaddik gamur. On the condition, I'm a complete tzaddik, even if he's a Rasha Gamur, it's a Safik Kedushin.
Why?
Maybe he did tshuva. Tshuva takes a second. Shema, hear the tshuva b'libay. Maybe he did tshuva in a split second. Yeah?
Tshuva for Russia doesn't make you a tzaddik.
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, it does. It makes you about tshuva. Oh. So the Ragat Shava says, that's why it's a good kedushin. Right? Because a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik. If a Tzaddik is greater than a Baal Tshuva, it still shouldn't be a good Kedushin. Because he became a Baal Tshuva. But if a Tzaddik is greater than a Baal Tshuva, it's still not up to par. Because he said on the condition, I'm a Tzaddik. Right? And yet, he only said he became a Baal Tshuva. So the Rav Chaim says that's the source of the Rambam, that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik.
But he's greater than
so the Rebbe asks on the Rav Chaim, the Rebbe asks on the Rav Chaim, but if a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik, it's still a mistake for the better. See, but it still ain't a Mekudeshes. Right, but the suffix is only if he did Tshuva. But if he did Tshuva, it would be good.
It's worth money.
So, right, so the question is, you know, that's they bring it out
about.
No, so Chassidus explains already, there's a level of tshuva that makes you like a tzaddik, there's a level of a tshuva that makes you greater than a tzaddik.
Okay, Rabbi.
Yes, sir.
Don't you think a girl would know if a guy is rich or poor? That they have background checks, right? What's their background check?
They went, in the time of the Gemara, they went on Google. They went on Google. What do you mean back? What, they had the Forbes 500? They went on Google to find out how much money is in the bank. How did in the time? How do they check?
Even now, they
don't they have people know
these things? They ask the neighbors, and the neighbors tell you.
What did you ask?
Is it rich? Is it medium? Is it?
Come on, Jewish women make it their business.
You know how much money they has on their pillow?
No, how?
I'm talking about Google. The old days. Wouldn't these people know?
No.
They wouldn't know.
And if they didn't do a background check?
Okay.
How old were the kids when they get a girl 12 years old can already become a Kedushas? And the younger yet, if the father did it.
So wouldn't the parents know?
No.
Parents wouldn't know if this guy's rich or poor?
They went in different cities. You think parents knew the kids got married? Bechlal, in the time of the Gemara. How did they know?
Well, it's true. Even today, some people flash it around. Some people don't. They're very careful.
Yeah, from the IRS, nobody flashes it. In front of the IRS, nobody flashes it.
That's true.
Okay, so this is... okay, now another source, another mocker of Rav Yosef's din is brought to light. So one source of Rav Yosef's din was from this braiser. Because it says, money is good to buy an Eved, not Tvu of a Kalim. It can't mean Tvu of a Kalim, because if it's a Shavah Pruta, then it's Shavah Kekasiv Kekasiv, then it should be good, right? So first Gemara said Chalipin. Gemara said, okay, it's not Chalipin. So then what does it mean, Tvu of a Kalim, not? You can't acquire with Tvu of a Kalim. It means there's no Shavah Pruta. If there's no Shavah Pruta, what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Even money is no good. It means, because I would think, material or goods, even if it's less than a peruta, is worth something because you don't have to go buy it, it's ready made. So I would think even less than a peruta would be good. So the Braisa says, no, it's no good. It has to be a Shava peruta. Okay? But Shava Kesef Kekesef is a given. Nobody's arguing about that. The only argument so far in the Gemara is between Rabbah and Rav Yosef if you need to appraise things or you don't need to appraise. Everybody holds money, you don't need to appraise. The question is, if you need to appraise, is Shava Kesef.
The Gemara itself doesn't give an answer why it doesn't use money.
No, it says, whoever killed him, not.
No, money itself. Why money itself is not the choicest type of...
The Gemara doesn't say it's not the choicest. Kesef is Shava Kesef.
It should be.
Why?
Because there's no mistake in it.
But you see, what's the minig l'peril today?
I know, the Gemara itself doesn't say why that's not the number one.
No, the Gemara doesn't say anything about that. And the din is Yitaka don't need money. By the way, even Pinyin HaBen, you need to redeem the firstborn for 5 silver coins, yeah? Okay? If a guy doesn't have 5 silver coins, he could do it with something that's valuable of 5 silver coins. 5 silver coins is about 102 grams of silver. Okay? And let's say, for argument's sake, 102 grams of silver is worth $100. Let's say. So if you give him a table that's worth $100 to the coin, you say, here's the money for Pinyin HaBen, it's good. Anytime you need money, Shava Kesef Kekesef. By the way, I don't know what it is. I think it's the same thing in civil law. If I owe you $1,000... and I don't want to pay you with money, I want to pay you with goods. As long as it's worth $1,000, I can pay you with that. Shava kesef is kekesef.
I think that's only if you don't have money.
They come take it from you by force.
What?
I think the court.
The value stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, if I owe you $1,000 and I say, listen, I don't have the money, I'm paying you with goods.
Right, if you don't have the money.
I say I don't have the money.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't mean it's the story.
Oh, okay.
Oh. No, but guys, I don't have the money, I'm going to pay with goods, you can't stop them. Okay. Just, huh? Yeah. Not in Torah law. Shove a kesef, kekesef.
It applies equally to civil law.
I said in civil law, I'm not sure. No, I said I don't know in civil law. But in halacha also, if I owe you, let's say, $100,000, okay, and I pay you with pennies, huh? You can't stop me.
People to pay the taxes with
they just to make problems. Yeah, just yes, accident. You can't stop me. I owe you $1,000. I can give you $1,000 worth of pennies. You can't stop me.
Metal is worth more than money.
Huh?
The metal, the copper is worth.
Okay, more. But so, by the way, we mamish the world's talking going into this now. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Mino amino lo." From where do I know? There's another proof that he holds that you need to have an appraisal. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braise, if a man says to the Kohen, he says, Egel zel the pinyan b'ni, accept this calf as the money for the redemption of my son. Or talis zel the pinyan b'ni, or talis for the redemption of my son, le amar klum, it's worthless. It's not a good pinyan aben. But, if he says, Egel zel b'chamish slum le pinyan b'ni, if he says this Egel is worth five is as the five sella, you know, as the five shkolim for the pinyan aben, or talizu b'chamish shlam the pinyan b'ni, the din is b'nei padui. So the Braisa says like this: if I just give you a calf, a kohen, right? I have to give the money to the kohen. I come to a kohen and says, here's a goat for my pinyan aben, or here's a taliz for my pinyan aben. The Braisa says it's worthless. But if I say the calf, which is for the five shekels for the pinyan aben, the talis for the five shekels, then it's good. So the Gemara asks, "Hi pinyan aben echidami, what's the case over here with the goat and the talis? Ilei medulei shaver. If you tell me it's not worth the five shekels, kolim kokumina, of course it's not good. If it's not worth five shekels, of course it's no good. Elalav alfa gav de shaver." We must say that even though it's worth five shekels, it's still no good. Why isn't it good? He said the reason is kiven the lekaitzel, because it wasn't appraised. That's why it's no good. The only question over here, because there's a big problem over here, because Rav Yosef said even if you say it's five, it needs appraised. Okay, we'll see that in a second. So now it says, Lois, the Gemara says, it's not a good proof. La'elam d'lay shava. You know what? The calf, you know why the Braisa says it's no good? But the goat and the talis, if you didn't say five zuz? Because it's taken not worth it. Why would I think it's good? If it's not worth the five shkolim, how could it be good? But of course it's no good. He said, the kibul kain aloy, because the kain accepted it upon himself as if it's worth five shekels. Okay, let's say, for argument's sake, five shekels is $100. Okay, let's make it easy. Five shekels is $100. Okay? So the Braisa says, if a kai gives a kain, he says, here's a goat for pinyan aben. Here's a talis for pinyan aben. The Braisa says, it's no good. If a guy says, here's a goat for $100. Here's a talis for $100, then it is good.
Even if they're both
for one second. The question is, the first case is no good, right? He said, let's analyze it. Is it worth the $100? I mean, if it's not worth the $100, of course it's no good.
Right, of course.
But if it's worth $100, why isn't it good?
You have to state it's worth.
Because it's not appraised. So you see from here, it needs to be appraised.
But in the second case, it's just stating it.
Right, that's what Tasis discusses over here. That's what Tasis discusses.
And we accept it. His announcement of it, that it's a per, you know, on par Khalifa is acceptable.
Okay, there's a whole thing over here. We'll get to it soon. But no, the commentators ask you can't compare Kedushin to Pinyan HaBen. Pinyan HaBen, the Kohen doesn't own the baby. Kohen doesn't own the baby.
Belongs to him.
Your own money. No. The baby is yours. The Kohen can't kidnap the baby. It says in Allah another thing. What happens if you know you come to the Kohen, you say, my wife gave birth to the, this is my firstborn. So the Kohen says, right, what do you want? The baby or the 5 shekels? Yeah? So if you're something like Jack Benny, you would say, keep the kid. Right? You'd say, keep the kid. I don't want to pay $5 for the kid. Keep the kid. Can a guy do that? Why not? If the baby belongs to the Kohen,
belongs to Hashem. He no.
So he's Hashem. So does the Kohen own the baby? No. Why not? So Vajram says, it's not that the Kohen owns the baby. You have a debt to the Kohen to pay it up.
Why? What is that?
That's what the Torah says. I saved the firstborn in Egypt. Your firstborn belonged to me.
Oh, I see.
But not they belong to, everything belongs to Hashem. Hashem says, you want it, you got to pay for it. Okay? Now, if I owe you money, right, and I give you silk, that's worth 50, right? I don't care if you like it or not, you got to take it. Right? So by Pinyan HaBen, it's not up to the Kohen's desire, the Kohen's acceptance or not. If it's worth it, it's worth it.
He has to take it.
By a woman, it's a different story. She has to willingly be willing to become acquired. Even if it's worth 50, but if she's not comfortable with it, because it wasn't professionally appraised, Rav Yosef says, then she's not giving herself over, even if it is worth 50.
So why is the bechlal material that the person should announce how much it's worth?
No, she says, if by the eagle or by the month. So the Pasuk and Bechlal have a problem with this whole, I mean the commentaries, have a problem Bechlal with this whole comparison that the Gemara is making between Kedushin and Pinyan HaBen. Pinyan HaBen, of course it has to be good. Because Pinyan HaBen, you owe the Kohen money. If I owe you money, I don't need your acceptance of it. I'm not asking you, this is it, if it's worth 50, you're going to have to prove to me it's not worth 50. But by a woman, it's not, even if it's worth 50, yeah? The bottom line is, if she's not comfortable without an appraisal, then she's not giving herself over. What?
Same thing with the slaves. You cannot compare the two. You buy the slaves against his will.
Right.
But we did compare the two cases.
And I'm going to ask a question about that also. There will be a question about that also.
If the coin is just there to receive shavar, you know, chamisha shkalim, and it doesn't even have to be in the form of money, silver, and a cow or a donkey,
but it has to be valuable of that.
Yeah. So why does and if you are not the appraiser, and so why does the Gemara require you to say it out, to say that it's worth the five shkalim?
If the guy didn't.
The Gemara says you have to say that it's, if he didn't.
No, the question is, did he or didn't he?
If he didn't say it, it's not good. If he did say it, is good. And even if, even though it's what he says is not, it's not worth as an appraiser. So why does the Gemara require him to say it?
According to Rav Yosef, Tesis explains, the appraisal must be done before the Kedushin is effective.
And that when he says it, it's based on that official appraisal?
Which will be later. Tyson says, Rav Yosef or Tzricha Kedushin, Kedim Kedushin, like Rashi explains.
So when he says this thing or that thing is Shavu'ot 5 Shkalim, he's actually saying it with an official appraisal that he's done before.
Or later.
Okay, so later on.
Right, no, the Kedushin is not effective until the appraisal is done.
No, I'm talking about to the Kohen, Kedim.
Which, by the way, comes to mind a very interesting thing. According to Rav Yosef, the guy gives the woman a $50 silk, right? And he says, here's a $50 silk, right? Rabbi holds right away it's a good kedusha as soon as she accepts it, right? Rav Yosef says, no, it needs to be appraised. Now, what happens if before the appraisal, a guy comes to the woman and gives her a ring and she accepts it as kedusha? The Kohen Rav Yosef, she's Mekudeshes to the second guy, not to the first guy. Kohen to Rabba, she's only Mekudeshes to the first guy, not to the second guy.
Snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. No, because it's not Kedushin until the appraisal was done. That if somebody, that's, well, whatever. If the woman would accept Kedushin from somebody else, that's what it used to work in the olden times. The women were not picky. No, we just saw that in the Gemara. You know, a woman, she gets the best deal. No, I'm saying, well, that's what she would want, wherever you get the best deal. Okay, so the Gemara answers like this. The proof in the Braisa about Pinyan Ben is not a good proof, because even though it might not be Shava Pruta, the calf or the talis, but the fact that he accepted it makes it good. I would think. And the Gemara gives, I can show you an example of this. Huh? Kihod Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana. Shokol Sudra Mi Bei Pinyan Aben. Rav Kahana accepted a kerchief, okay, for a Pinyan Aben. Well, 1 second. Officially, no. No, that's not. Taisus says from here it's Mashma he was a Kohen. Taisus asks a question in a different Gemara, says he wasn't a Kohen. But okay, but over here it says Rav Kahana was a Kohen, and he accepted a handkerchief from a Pinyan Aben. Amalei, he said to the father of the kid, listen, I know it's not worth 5 shekels, but Ladidi, Chazin li Chamesh Shana, for me it's worth 5. And therefore I'll accept it for 5.
Which is good enough.
Well, the Gemara is going to explain before. The Gemara is going to explain before. The Gemara is going to explain later. The Gemara is going to explain soon the wife of Kahana. What do you mean? For me, it's worth more.
Sentimental value.
No. He was a very great person, and he needed head covering. So, therefore, for him, you know, when you're desperate for something, you're willing to pay more for it than if you don't need it, right? So therefore, he said, because I need it, it was a head covering. The sudr was a head covering. The Gemara says, Rav Kahana said, because I must have a head covering, whatever happened to his head covering, he must have it. So right now, for me, I would pay five shekels for it. Even though it wasn't really worth that. But what do you see from there? That if the person accepts it, by Pinyan Aben, not by Kedushin. By Kedushin, it wouldn't be necessarily good. But by Pinyan Aben, the Gemara says it would be good. Uh-huh. Taisus, 1 second. Taisus just says, you see in the fourth Taisus, it says, Rav Kahana Shokol Sudra Pinyan Aben, Mash Mahoch Rav Kahana Koyin Hoya. Because if you take money for Pinyan Aben, obviously he's a Koyin. V'teima, because in Psachim it says he wasn't a Koyin. What?
Befeirish, it says in
Psachim that he says, why? Because he says, if I wouldn't have married a Koyin, Rav Kahana's wife was a Koyin, the Gemara says. So he said, Rav Kahana says, if I wouldn't have married a Miss Kohen, I wouldn't, have this. So you see, he wasn't a Kohen. Right? So Taisus answered, there are either 2 Rav Kahanas, or, an interesting thing, Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen, but the fact that his wife was a Kohen, he used to take for her.
Really?
Which was questionable what it means. But
quieter.
Whatever. No, the question is, yeah, but you can't take Truma like that. But, whatever.
You can give to Truma to a Bas Kohen?
Not if she marries a Yisroel.
Right.
As long as she's in her father's home.
As long as she's in her father's house, she could have it.
I still don't understand why it's important for the guy to say it's worth five silvers. Five silvers shekelim for the pidyon aven. If he doesn't say it's not good, if he does say...
No, because the Gemara's answer is it's taka not a shavah prut. It's speaking, it's taka, when he didn't say it, Itaka wasn't worth five shekels.
No, the same calf, the same...
No, talis. That's what the Gemara is answering.
It's not the same calf, it's not the same talis.
No, the one is worth five and one's not worth five. The one he said it's worth five, is Taka worth five.
The one
he says that he gave an egel or a talis, it's no good. The Gemara answers, no, it wasn't the shavah pruta. I mean, that's shavah pruta, five shekels. Why would I think it's good? Because maybe for him, when he accepts it, maybe it would be good.
And that would be
but it's not, though. Why do we see... So, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, though, 1 second. Leia Maron, this case is only Kagein Rav Kahana. Would Rav Kahana be able to accept it as five shekels? It's not worth it. We just got through saying, if the eagle is not worth it, it's no good. So why for Rav Kahana would it be good? Because Rav Kahana, the Gavir Rabahu, Rav Kahana was a man of a great stature. And therefore, he needed sudra reisha, a hat on his head. Avakulamalei, but for anybody else, not.
This was a turban?
It's a turban. To give you an example, sometimes a guy, you know, a prominent guy needs a black hat. He can't go out without a hat, right? So for him, he'd be willing to spend more money than a regular person would because he must have the hat. It was a turban.
When somebody's thirsty, they pay a high price.
Yeah, go to the airport.
It wasn't a yavam, was it?
No.
Some people did, some people didn't.
Yeah.
Is it the person, like Kohen, if the pidyon aven, does it have to be worth the five salam to him or to the person who did it?
Well, that's what the Gemara is saying now. The Gemara said even though it wasn't worth five shekels, only for somebody like Rav Kahana would it be good. Because for him, it was really worth five shekels.
He was the one accepting it.
Right.
Uh-huh. But that was.
But if somebody else would be accepting it, even though he is accepting it, it wouldn't be good.
It wasn't the market value.
Right. Later we're going to learn a very interesting Gemara. Somebody later on in the Gemara says, if, just going back from Yeshiva days, remembering it from this Gemara. If somebody says, here is a bottle of soda, the bottle of soda. And it's not worth the penny. It's not worth the pruta. There's a question, maybe in China it is worth a penny. So the shaila is, would it be worth, is it a good kedushin here?
No.
Because in China it's worth a pruta.
Can't you learn from...
Take it easy, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara about it. Yeah. The question is, it's all relative. Something, in America, paper is cheap, yeah? In Israel, paper is scarce, so paper is worth more money. I believe so, right? Maybe not anymore, it used to be. Whatever. Okay? So, maybe the sheet of paper in America is not a shavah pruta. Right? But maybe in Israel it is. So now the shaila is, do you go by where it is, or the world value, or...
If the person is thirsty, if you're offering a bottle of water... But the
I learned that if you can't make Haddalah, or Kiddush rather, you can't make Kiddush on wine, they say a drink that's normal for that area is something you can...
Chama Medina.
So wouldn't you say this, you can apply that to here?
No, it's a whole different concept.
So in the case of a Kiddush, if the woman is thirsty, and the bottle is not, the market value is not a Shavah Pruta, and for her it is at this moment a Shavah Pruta, is it called?
That's the Gemara discussion later on in the Gemara.
But
Taisus asked the question over here like this. Why is this worse than Matana Manas Lahachzir? We learned before, if you give the crane the five shekels, on the condition he returns it, so as soon as he returns it, it's good. Right? Lochera, there he's getting nothing. Here, he's at least getting $75. Out of the 100. So why? The Gemara says here, if it's supposed to be worth 100 and it's only worth 75, it's no good. Right? So Tosfos says, 1 minute, Matan Menasa, you get even less. Why over there it's good? So Tosfos says, very simple. But the matana that you're giving is $100 matana. It's only that you're giving it back. But what you gave lechatchila was a choshev gift. It was $100. It was the 5 shekels.
But if you're giving it back.
So Lepel, that's because you're giving it back. But what did I give you? I gave you the right amount. Here, you're not giving him the right amount. You're giving him 75 instead of 100. So it's never good. It was never good.
Why are you allowed to do a pigeon haben for free? If you tell the coin he's got to give you the money back.
Well, if you give him the money on the condition that he'll give it back, then it's good. That's the law. It's not done today too much, but what do you think the coin?
Oh, this is for like a poor person.
Huh?
This is if the person's poor.
Whatever. Coin doesn't do it for a business. He does it for the mitzvah.
What was it like in the temple times? Would they keep the money for real?
What do they do today?
No, I mean back
they give it back.
Today, they give it back.
No, the truth of the work is different today. Usually the kain is the one that has the shekels.
Right.
What's the shekel? You have shekels? Or shekels? Kainim have the 5 shekels, right?
And he sells it to the father.
He sells it to the father.
Oh.
For whatever price. Right? You could buy it $1 and he picks up. I can give you it as a gift. If I'm a kohen, I have 5 shekels. I can't give you a present. Of course, I can give you a present, 5 shekels. I give it to a present. Mamish a present. No condition, no strings attached. Now it's yours. You acquire it. You pick it up. You acquire it, right?
Yeah.
Now you have to give me 5 shekels. You give me 5 shekels. What happens if you don't have 5 shekels? What do you do today? So in all cases, they give candle holders. I mean, the soup, not the Mifzoyim ones. Candelabras, the silver, you know. They gave it to the Kohen. Of course, later the Kohen gives it back, but there's no conditions with the Kohen. But obviously, was the Kohen going to keep the woman's Shabbos candles? He's going to give it back. But that's his choice. Apidin, if you give a ring to a woman, yeah? And the woman says, here, you know what, take it back. She accepts it. She doesn't throw it back in his face. No, because the din is, if you give a woman a ring, and she throws it back in your face, that means she's not accepting it. Right? Then it's not a good kedushin. Even though she might have had it for a second in her hand, but as soon as she throws it back in your face, that's not a good kedushin. But if she keeps it, and an hour later she says, you know what, here, take it back. I'm giving you a present. That's a good kedushin. Why not? He gave her something, that was it. What she does with it, what a Geico say, we are here to save you money. What you do with your money is your business. The Geico adds, right? What you do with the money is your business.
15 minutes.
Okay, whatever.
These days a girl says, give me a ring sometime.
Oh, 1 second. And the Gemara says, just to finish up, Kiyadu Ma'baravashi, like Ma'baravashi, Zavan Sudr Me'ima de Rabba Mikuvi. He bought a kerchief from the mother of Rabba of Kuvi. Shava Asare, it was worth 10, but he paid 13 for it. But he bought it betleser. Why? He bought a $10 kerchief for $13. Why? Because he needed it. It was important. He needed the turban. So for him, he had to pay more money for it. That's what it is. You know, it was the same thing in real estate. If you need a property, even if it's over above market value, you still pay for it, right?
Yeah.